No, seriously, baby. I mean, I really don't want a lot for Christmas. No, I can't think of anything I really want. I mean, I can think of one thing I really want. But I already have it. No, it's not that. No, not that either. You're gonna keep guessing, you're gonna let me tell you. It's you, silly Billy. It is. Well, why would I want anything else for Christmas? I have the best gift right here. Yes, and the best part is I get her all year round, 24/7. Are you saying I don't get you in the middle of the night? I feel like I get you a lot in the middle of the night. And you get me in the middle of the night, so honestly, yeah, I think it's 24/7, baby. When you're at work, I can text you, so I still think it's 24/7. Yeah, 365. Or unless it's like a leap year, which is it a leap year this year? It doesn't matter. It doesn't, because that's literally the only thing I'd ever want, and I have you, so why would I want anything else? No, I mean, it's all just material stuff. Yeah, and that doesn't hold a candle to like the memories we got this year. Think about it, we've been through so much this year together. Yeah, like ups and downs, and I don't know, we both got to learn so much about not only each other, but about ourselves. And like, that was only possible because I got to spend the year with you. So I know you really want to get me something to make the end of the year special, but you really don't have to. You've made the entire year special. So, like, what is one day? I know that's not going to stop you from getting me a gift, although I'm really trying to talk you out of getting me a Christmas present. No, I'm getting you a Christmas present, obviously. It's a no-brainer, of course I am. No, because I've already gotten it for you. And two, I obviously was going to get you a Christmas present. I don't care what you say, I'm getting you all this. It's just different. It doesn't. It doesn't. Okay, fine. Yes, you can get me something for Christmas, but I don't want anything crazy. I really don't want anything like insane. No, it doesn't need to be some big gesture. It can just be. You know what you can get me? Okay. You don't like those coupon books, right? Where like you like write down like, you know, one free back massage and then I can like turn in the coupon. I would love that. Sure. If you want to do it that way, you can. Yes. It doesn't no, that could be the only gift. If you want to think of something else, you're I'd be my guest, but I'm telling you don't have to. Yes, Bubba. I know. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm terrible. I'm sorry I'm terrible to shop for. I don't mean to be. I really don't. No, I'm not telling you what you got. No, I'm not going to tell you what I got you. You're going to have to wait. I'll say this right now. It's even better than when I got you last year. I know. I know. Well, prepare to be impressed. I think you're going to be astonished by what I get you. Blown away. Well, you can guess all you want. Yeah, of course you can. Listen, this face is a poker face. You will not see through it. You will not be able to guess. Even if you say it, I my face won't change. Okay, sure, could be. Am I so annoying? Oh, baby, I don't mean to be. Am I annoying you? By being difficult. Oh, don't cross your arm. Come here. Come here, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm so difficult. Your boyfriend's incredibly difficult. And frustrating and annoying and is the worst. All that's true. Is all that true? You don't mean that. You don't mean that. I guess I have nothing else to say about what to get me for Christmas. If I'm just all those things, I guess I just don't know. Hey. Behave. You behave right You're not gonna find out. Your Christmas present. Because I wasn't dumb enough to hide in the house this year. Oh, no. I gave it to Dave. He's not going to break. He is a bank. He is a vault of information. An unbreachable vault. You can be my guest. Try to break it down from him. Okay, yeah. Don't. You're going to take my phone and text him right now. He'll know it's not me. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I've taken many precautions to hide your Christmas present. I have. I've been very diligent. Because I know you. You are notorious for this. Oh my god, you, the first year we were together, I learned this about you, that you can't handle a secret. You can't. It's okay. But you can't deal with it at all. You hate a secret. You need to know it immediately. You love getting them, but you just want to ruin them for yourself. You do. You found, the first year together, you found my Christmas present for you. And you were like, it's this. And I was like, oh my god, how do you find it? And I tried to hide it in the house. Like, I thought I was being smart. But clearly, I was not being smart enough. Oh, it was on accident. It was not on accident. You had to be actively looking. That was not, no. Look at me right now. Was it an accident? Was it an accident? You weren't actively looking. You just stumbled on it. You tell me right now. Be truthful. You can't even make a straight face. See? Baby, I see right through you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long have we been together for? Uh-huh, yeah, that many. So, okay, so I know you. I know you so well. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. I don't want to know anyone else. Not the way I know you. Of course not. Like I said, I have the greatest gift right next to me. I don't need a Christmas present. I will obviously, gratefully, and graciously accept whatever you give me, but I really don't need anything. Yeah. Everything will pale compared to the memories we have. That's like the most treasured thing we have. I mean that. You think it's just words. You do. You just think it is. You think it's just like... We've been through so much together this year. I mean, we go through a lot every year, but this year's been like, this year was a crazy year, an absolutely crazy year, and you have stuck by me, and you have loved me through it, and you have built me up when I was low, you carried me when I couldn't, and like, I don't know, no one's ever done that for me. No one's ever been there like you were. I mean it. It meant everything to me. More than I could ever express, ever even explain. So that's what I mean when I don't want anything for Christmas. I don't need anything. You give me the greatest gift of all. You really have. You really, really have. I could never thank you enough for it. For your love, your kindness, your generosity, your wisdom. You are, even when you don't see it. You're wise beyond even your own knowing. And your love has no bounds. How could I possibly ask for more than that? Okay, you can still get me something, but still. Now that you really don't have to. As long as I wake up on Christmas and I roll over and I see you right there, right within arm's reach, that's all I could possibly want. That's all I could possibly need. I mean every word of it, baby. I do. You really are my everything. My heart, my soul, my world. My very universe. They all revolve around you. I love you too, Bubba. I love you so fucking much. Fine. Okay. I will brainstorm. I will think of something real to ask for. But it's going to be a stretch. Okay. Does that make you happy? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be difficult. I really don't. Oh, is that my MO? Am I just, yeah, I'm chronically difficult, aren't I? God, I love you. Come here. Come here. Come here, baby. Closer. Try my absolute hardest. Just for you.